Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, we are covering Project Runway All-Stars Season 6, Episode 11. Nina's crushing it, and we got Nina Garcia in the design center. What do you call that place they stay at? Nina was there, and we got a lot to talk about. Finally, the judges did something right.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey guys, welcome. It wouldn't be a Thursday night without us.
Sure wouldn't be.
Super glad to see you guys here tonight with us. Jump in our live chat if you want to have some interaction with us. So we love to hear what you guys have to say. And we got a rainy day in LA today, so we're missing a host today. But we've got the awesome Maite Carrillo and Michelle Ubres in the studio. And I'm Michael Shirley, as always. So tonight's challenge, I had a big problem with the fact that the designers were just really all about, like, their own ideas of a resort instead of really being inspired by, like, the Candy Crush world. Like, I feel like only one of the designers really embraced the color and, like, the fun, like, pop, you know, ness of all of that. But what did you think about it?
First off, I was really excited because I'm like, great, we're going to deal with a lot of color, fun shapes and sizes. And when she mentioned it was resort, I was like, okay, now we're going a little bit more soft and something more wearable, comfortable. But I agree with you. I feel like there wasn't so much of the Candy Crush aspect to it. Besides, I think it was Ken, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who used a pop of color. And then Anthony tried as well, incorporating that with the little holes and the stitches. But it just, I don't know. I feel like we'll get into the outfits one by one, but overall, it was okay. It wasn't the best, and I feel like the judges really praised it.
Yeah, in my head, I was kind of, I think, juxtaposing it with our Shopkins challenge we had Project Runway season 16, and the designers had so much fun with that, like with volume and color. I mean, I know it was for a kid, but I don't know. This has, like, childlike aspects to it, this kind of challenge. But I don't know. What did you think, Michelle?
I mean, for what the designers end up designing, you could have just taken the entire Candy Crush part out of it, right? Like, just designed resort wear for the mountains or the beach.
Yeah, that's what it was for me. I mean, even Ken kept saying, oh, it's for a party in the Hamptons, party in the Hamptons. I'm like, bitch, it's Brulé Bay.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It seemed like they kind of had their own idea because I think they heard the word resort and were like, ooh.
I feel like they're just taking themselves way too seriously at this point.
Maybe. It was kind of strange to see they were all kind of wearing the same thing when it comes to, like, pants and a dress.
Yeah.
It was only one, right?
Yeah.
It was two, no?
Edmund's that scuba suit.
And then Anthony with the pants. Shorts. But it was kind of like a dress over shorts.
Yeah, it was.
And then we had Stanley, too.
I think that is something that we see so much in Project Runway, is like, as the challenge, like, nears an end, it's kind of like when, if you heard about, like, when people get married, they start to look like each other, like John and Yoko. Like, I feel like John and Yoko are the best, like, illustration of that, because, like, they really look nothing alike, but as time went on, it's like they started looking like the same person.
They're all synchronizing.
Yeah. I feel like that's kind of what happens, like, by the end of our last Project Runway, everyone was putting straps on everything.
Copying and, you Brandon's know, like, look, yeah.
You know, and, you know, I don't know if it's because the way they say it on the show, it's like, oh, we've all been doing this, and we're wanting to show this, you know, while we still have time. But is it because they're all looking around the room, the whole competition kind of trying to do that?
Really, or is it odd.
Like is it the chicken or the egg?
Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Egg, like, yeah. What is it?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think that you consciously look around the room and, like, get ideas, but, I mean, I think everybody's different. But, like, the only person... It's not common to wear a dress with pants, okay? So the only person I could see doing this is Fabio. Like, he has that layered look or whatever. Everybody else, I'm like, really? From Stanley? Or from... And, I mean, even Ken's, I mean...
His shocked me, but in a good way.
But it was a little different. It had the skinny pants, you know? It wasn't, like, this big, huge pant...
Right.
Stanley had the same thing with the big pant under the big billowy dress, and I don't know. I really don't know what possessed them all to...
Did you find on your season any, like, sort of aesthetic, like, would creep in, or did everyone kind of stay true to who they were?
I think mostly people stayed true to who they were as a designer. Like, you... I mean, I think over time, like, the past couple of seasons, I'm questioning, like, I'm even looking at Fabio this time, like, he's been on this show, this is his third time, I think, and I'm like,
I can tell you, I've got it written down.
Some challenges, I say, yeah, that's totally Fabio, I see it, but then, like, even this one, I'm just like, if I would have seen that as an anonymous runway, I wouldn't have picked that to be Fabio, I'd be like, where is this?
Yeah. Yes, this is Project Fabio.
Like, are they just playing the game at this point? Because...
Yes, Fabio has been on Project Runway All-Stars before. Yeah. So has Anthony. Let's go through this.
Because to me, it's like, even Edmund, if you've done this before, you want to showcase, like, something that you're going to bring that's unique. You want to show the world something that's you. You don't want to just, like, win the, you know, challenge or the game. Like, this is really an opportunity to show, like, millions of viewers
what
you're capable of.
I feel like maybe that's how they start. And then as time goes on, they kind of just pick and choose what they want. And then also...
Trying to make it out by the skin of your teeth sometimes.
Yeah. And it's not... It just... I don't know. I wonder if they look back and they're like, ooh, I probably shouldn't have done that, or I should have tried this differently.
Well, that's interesting to mention because, having looked through all this, I love how these are, like, empty. looking through all this, I see that Stanley's the only one left who has not been on Project Runway twice. But Edmund actually has not been on Project Runway twice. But we were sad to see Edmund go tonight.
Yeah,
that's sad.
Well, so, yeah, you're kind of right.
Talking about Stanley, really Olga in our live chat says, Stanley started with a classic wraparound dress and threw everything he could at it to make it more innovative. He needed to stop several steps back.
I mean, I like what... the judges were saying, like, this would have been cool just as a blouse and then a wide leg pants. I would have liked it a million times.
We'll get
better
into that when we have the pictures up. But just to let everyone know who is watching our podcast before the show, which I think is so cool, the designers were given the challenge to design a piece of resort wear, and the look needed to be inspired by a land within Candy Crush. And they were given $200 in one day, so we're all going to keep that in mind. And the winner got the chance to collaborate with Candy Crush, the designer of Candy Crush. Very vague about what that collaboration will be, but some things coming down the pipeline. And the lands in which they had five options of the lands that they were going to be choosing from, and those winners were chosen by the high score.
Right.
And they made all the designers play the game, and Ken came away with the high score in that. So as we saw later in the night, I think that worked to his advantage.
Totally.
He knew right away.
So I think that's about it for the opening thoughts. You guys ready to move into the outfits?
Yeah. Can we talk about Alyssa
real quick?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Can I just say?
Yeah, I know she's always a hot topic in our live chat.
Yeah,
you guys,
she is.
Be sure if you want to get in on it with us, stop by youtube.com/ reality competition.
TV competition.
Reality TV competition.
Yeah. And join our live chat.
Yeah. What are they saying about Alyssa?
So, right.
She had two outfits tonight.
Yeah, she had two outfits tonight. And I just want to add, she looked better than previous episodes. Yeah.
She did.
So, props to her.
I think it's probably her best
episode
for her.
Mm-hmm. And before we even started filming tonight, we already had people in our live chat talking about Alyssa's outfit. That's why I'm like, oh, God, we have to talk about it.
Yeah.
Olga says someone bought Alyssa a full-length mirror for her birthday. Her outfit suited her body type and her coloring. Now I've seen everything and can die happy.
Yeah.
Also, Meg says, hopefully it doesn't die. Sorry. Hopefully it doesn't break on the way to D.C. because we know they're headed out to D.C. next week. And then Joyful JAJ says, once again, I'm here before I watch the show, and I'm interested to see what Alyssa wore. I thought she looked a bit better last week. Huh. So it's like give and take, but
I don't think you saw what Alyssa wore the first time, but we definitely saw it. Mm-hmm. It was like very Candy Crush.
She was in theme.
Yeah. I didn't like how the collar was trying to like match the bottom.
Oh.
I would have liked that to have been just like a plain white, like Wednesday Addams kind of collar.
Mm-hmm. But I like that pop, though.
I did like the bottom of the dress.
Yeah.
And the blue was not bad.
It was very pretty. I really liked it.
What did you think about the blue dress?
Like it? I think it's, no, the blue was great.
A little old.
But I think it actually fit her figure. Like, when she came out, I was like, oh, okay, I'm pleasantly surprised. It wasn't like, you know, I'm always expecting every week, like, what are we going to be dealing with now?
Right. Yeah.
And I feel like Alyssa, as opposed to Heidi, they always dress her so, like,
dowdy.
On the nose with the competition. Like, we had the one with the galaxy, you know, star. And then she had a dress with stars on it. And it's, like, very literal to me. And I'm like, that's what the designers are not supposed to be doing. So you shouldn't be wearing that. You know, like, Heidi always just wears fashionable things. She doesn't try to, like, be like, hi, I'm a unicorn today.
She doesn't really jump on trends with her outfits. And I feel like they kind of try to push whatever, like, the 40-year-old actress, like, trend is, like, at the time for her.
But I think that's just not to her advantage. But I thought she looked great today.
Heidi just has her own style from the day she came out
on the
runway.
Seen it all.
You know what I mean?
But, like, it's not, it doesn't relate to the challenge in a weird, cheeky way, you know?
She has costume parties every year for that.
Right.
God, so, those are amazing.
Yeah, wouldn't you love
parties?
To go to one of those? Oh, yeah. Would be amazing. But, yeah, well, let's get on to the outfits. First up, we had Stanley in this little, I was looking at this dress, and it was reminded me of something I feel like, I wouldn't want to say it's something Margarita Alvarez would make.
Totally is.
But it feels like something. Like
you're saying that because of the hat.
The hat, but the dress.
The dress.
Okay.
The dress and the pants. I feel like it's like a silhouette Margarita Alvarez would get with.
Yeah.
But there is so much going on here, you guys. We've got a fedora. And, like, what are they calling those dresses with, like, is it, like, a choker dress? Like,
a keyhole? I don't know. Yeah.
We keep seeing these, like, V cutouts. Yeah, maybe it's a keyhole. It's, like, kind of like this peasant dress, really puffy sleeves. What are you laughing down there for, Kareel?
Nothing. Keep going.
Okay. And we've got, like, a bulky little, kind of like a maxi dress that's been chopped off at the knee, and under that we've got some super wide leg white pants with a really thick green trim. And when I saw them making this look, I thought I was really gonna like it.
Me too.
I didn't see the top material. I don't think they really showed much of that because everyone was scared of his pants. They were like, those are some good pants. But when you looked at them up real close,
ooh, Lord.
They looked really bad.
Maybe that's why he covered them up.
Yeah. I could have sewn those better myself.
Jesus, they were terrible.
But the pants were great. Like, if they were made well, they would have been great. And I really like the sleeves on this dress, but that's about it. I felt like the print of the dress and the fedora kind of, like, dated the outfit in, like, a bad 90s way. And, like, I just couldn't. It just kind of ruined it for me.
It was just way too much going on. This reminded me of, like, what I would wear As I'm getting ready for work, like I wear a
dress.
Hold on, let me explain. As I'm getting ready for work, and I'm like, no, and it's raining outside, and I have my PJs underneath, and okay. I have my dress, and then I have put on a fedora and run outside real quick, take out the trash or something. Like it's just way too much
it's
going
on. Everything from the calf down's cool. I love the shoes paired with that, because I forget exactly what it was, like lemonade, like lake or something was what he had. So I really like. Oh, look, I won something on eBay. sorry, I should turn my sound off. But yeah, for me, everything above the calf is just like Benny and June bad. You know? Do you know that movie Benny and June from the 90s? Michelle,
I don't
I'm sure
watch any
some of you out
you
there.
Watch.
Oh my God, it had Johnny Depp and whatever.
I love that film.
Yeah, see, I'm not crazy. It was around Gilbert Grape timing. But yeah, I get mad Benny and Jude vibes from that. And now you have something you have to go home and watch.
Mm-hmm. So. I had to write that down myself.
Michelle, don't even. Your favorite movie's Men in Black. So like, whatever. Like,
Michelle, really? Favorite movie's Men in Black? I don't know. He asked me and I had to say something.
Oh, God.
Michelle was told me she has, like, not, like, the exact opposite movie taste of me. And I figured we'd probably have more, like, in common cinematically, but maybe not. I don't like comedy blockbusters, like, at all. Do you?
Yeah,
that's what I thought you probably liked. Yeah, from what you were saying. But yeah, this was a lakeside resort where, I mean, I guess the hat makes it kind of lake friendly.
So. The hat's like really Cabana or like Miami. I don't know. It doesn't work. Like, I think without the pants, it could have worked, but it would have been boring. And then, you know, like I said, if this was a blouse with the pants, I think it would have been better. But I don't see lakeside at all.
Never in a million years would I think that this had anything to do with Candy Crush.
Totally.
Unless I was looking at the ankles.
Totally, yeah.
It's like.
Or the shoes.
And that's, that's what I mean. Yeah. Yeah, like everything around the ankle area is like.
So what did
you
give it?
I gave it 3 stars just because of the pants.
But you can't admire the pants. And like, you can't see any aspect of them.
I wish she won wearing a hat, and I wish that dress was solid white that matched the pants.
That
would have
been better. Yeah. That print is pretty hideous.
And I wish you just spent a little more time sewing that leg. But what do y'all think about this look?
Weird. I gave it a 1.
Oh.
Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah, I gave this 2 stars just because...
He showed up.
Yeah, yeah. No. I mean, the pants, really, I felt like he was really going somewhere with it, and then he just gave me this, and I'm like, why did you destroy this outfit with that dress?
Even just with, like, a baggy blouse, it
just, instead of that dress, he could have cut that out and just kept it as
a
blouse.
Tube top. That would have taken him, like, 5 minutes to make, like, a tube top.
Yeah.
Like, in white or something. Don't know.
Taking out the fedora, pulled her hair back, called it a day, wear the same shoes, walk down. And
yeah, it would have been better.
Yeah.
And the pattern is so not candy to me. It's like a messed up houndstooth. You know?
Yeah.
It is. It's just not... Ugh. I just hate that they really didn't embrace... I mean, I know they told them they didn't have to use, like, the colors, but I hate that they didn't embrace that, like,
inspiration,
pop,
yeah.
Like, that pop factor of it.
Well,
let's move on to the next outfit, which was my least favorite of the night, and this was the judge's least favorite of the night. Mm-hmm. This outfit got Edmund sent home. His inspiration was to be, like, a mountain sports where Marshmallow Mountain is where this girl lives. And
Mountain.
I don't see any, like, I don't know. When I think of that, I would think white. White's going to be your thing. Snow, marshmallows.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe, like, when he said he was doing, like, a ski suit, I was thinking, like, a white and, like, a bright blue, like real fun. And, like, when I was looking at the, I don't really feel like this looked a lot like his sketch, but. This is just horrible. It reminds me kind of like of sand art. You know, like in the 90s, the black sand and you pour the yellow sand. It looks like some sand art I made, like at the mall. But yeah, clearly he's never been skiing because you would never wear neoprene skiing. You would never wear anything that looked like a scuba suit. Like, it looks like he got the lakeside resort wear.
It doesn't look anything like Edmund is the thing that bothers me.
It looks like a weird, like a scuba version of his outfit last week.
Like, you think, when I think of, like, the mount, I don't think of, like, the actual active wear of skiing, but, like, hanging out inside the lodge, drinking, you know,
the only thing that gives me that is the scarf. And you could have put anything on the neck.
But it's, like, the way that you interpret what it means to you, mountain resort. So even if he's never been skiing, he should have swifted that around and been like, okay, this is what I think of. This is, if I've been to the mountains, this is what I would wear or picture someone wearing. Not
Snow
the
Bunny
idea
is really
of it.
Fun, though. I don't know why he would take it this direction. Like,
and it has not, like,
a mountain's like as high as you can go, and like the oceans, like
he
as
was,
low as you
he
can
just
go.
Wasn't thinking about like the bigger picture. He was being too literal and just very narrow-minded.
It wasn't literal, it was like wrong literal.
It's not even his aesthetic, you know? Like, he does these weird
gowns. I don't really know that
with,
I know what his aesthetic is, to be honest.
But I think he always does these kind of gowns with, like, you know, he did like the rose, like I could imagine him doing a marshmallow dress with like fur puffs or something. You know what I mean? And like, it could have been interesting.
That would have been more Candy Crush.
Yeah.
And he could have easily pulled that off and said, this is Candy Crush resort style or something.
Yeah.
If I were one of them, that's what I would have picked. I mean, I know it was the last one and that no one wanted it, but that's the one I would have picked.
I think it would have been fun. Yeah.
Like, use like fake fur and just make it really fun. And we saw like I keep referring back to last, like, Project Runway season 16, but we saw Kentaro do, like, a really fun snow bunny look.
Oh,
that white bit that he had done a while back, and he won that challenge with it. But it's just so sad to see that, you know, that's what you're making.
Yeah.
Like, the next to last episode. Like, it doesn't look high fashion. It doesn't look fashionable. It looks like kind of something you would get at a scuba shop.
And not to mention the crotch fits terribly.
Oh, yes.
And I like how he said, well, I was giving it an extra inch because she's going to be skiing. I'm like,
Anthony was like a big inch.
He looked like he wanted to see what was in there.
Yeah. on our live chat, Joyful JAJ says, when this first came up, I wondered whether Joshua was still there.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Olga says, it's very utilitarian, like something you'd throw on because it's warm and you can move around it while you're doing your outdoor chores. It's just
before
there.
Or I jumped into the ocean.
Yeah. And then Mech says, more like a burnt marshmallow.
Oh. Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Well, I gave this 1 star just because he fucking freaking showed up. So, what about you, Michelle?
A 2, because I like the scarf.
You like the scarf?
I like this better than Stanley's, just because at least the idea of it's, like, sleek, and I like the scarf. But that's about it.
Yeah,
I question now if I should have given him that much. But.
Don't you think, like, the scarf is just kind of, like, chopped off at Mood? Like, they just kind of, like, cut it off?
Yeah,
totally. Like, okay, there's nothing he actually did to that scarf.
Yeah, there's no... Or he must have just seen it lying around, and he's like, I'm going to grab this.
Can you imagine this without the scarf? It would just be like...
I don't know what it would be. It would be just a straight-up scuba suit.
It would be.
Not good. Not good. Let's move on to... my favorite look. Mm-hmm. I never thought I would like anything Ken did or said or anything, but this is so great. She looks so powerful. I love the belt, and it's just great. There's nothing I don't like about this outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always saying how negative I can be on people, but this is not on a curve. This is great. I love this outfit. It is so good. This is what we want to see on Project Runway. And the fact that he made this in one day just like floors me.
Are you saying you gave this look 5 stars?
5 stars.
Wow.
Even better Helen's last week, which you hated.
Don't remind me, please.
I wish I could give this.
I don't want to talk about Helen's look.
I feel like
this
is better than that one, and I gave that 5 stars. So I feel like I give this like 5.5 stars.
You woke
stars.
On the bright side of the bed today.
Whatever. But this is supposed to be inspired by a beach resort, and it was Brulé Bay, which he was going for a very Hamptons look. And maybe Brulé Bay is very Hamptons, because whatever it is, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Tell me what you guys think about this look.
The color is great. When it walks out, it just hits you in the face in a good way.
Before you get too far into it, we need to let everyone in our podcast, just in case you haven't watched the show, this is a like almost, I wouldn't say neon yellow, but like a really, really bright yellow.
Yeah. The lime.
Like.
Is it more like, was it lime green or was it yellow?
It was yellow.
Okay.
Like a strapless, I don't want to call it a jumpsuit, but it's almost
it
like
a
strapless jumpsuit with like a built-in cape that's like dyed to match. I just love it. Oh, I just love it. Oh. What about, go on, okay. Michelle, go on.
I don't know. It's just so impactful when it comes out. It's the color and then the movement, and it's so simplistic yet interesting. And that's the hardest thing, I think, to do about design. If you're doing simple yet effective, the belt is a perfect addition. It's just like a straight
piece of metal.
Yes,
there's a silver belt that's like underneath, too. And I like that it's not holding down that cape. I like that it's just like a pop when she moves.
And I like that the pants are skinny. Because I think
they're not too skinny.
But they're not so voluminous. You know, like everybody else had these
voluminous...
You can
still see her feet.
And because the cape is already voluminous, you know? But it's really chic and modern. It looks expensive.
Kelly Osbourne wanted the cape to be detachable.
I do, too.
I love Kelly Osbourne. But I don't know.
Definitely needs to be detachable. I gave it a 4.
I feel like there would be hardware somewhere that I wouldn't like. I don't know how you do it,
but if I was going to wear this, I would want that because I would because then you could throw on a jacket over the top or you could change
you can
it
do
up
that with that,
day
though.
To night. I wouldn't want all of that.
I would just end up losing it.
Yeah, or forgetting it somewhere.
I just feel like if I wanted that, I would just buy just a regular jumpsuit, like a strapless jumpsuit. But that is what that is.
I don't know. It both ways. I give it a 4.75.
You guys you guys want it all. 4.75, go home. No.
It's almost perfect.
I don't think we've ever had that before. 4.75.
It's so perfect, but I just wish that was a little bit removable.
That's the one thing. So maybe if she hadn't said that, you'd have never thought that.
Yeah. No, I definitely was thinking that when it came out.
All right, I believe you.
I like transformable things because it's like easy to change, like, from day to, like, you could almost wear this to the office with a blazer over it, and then, hey, I'm going to the party on the beach.
If it didn't have the cape, Maite?
I love this look. I feel like this is just 5-star worthy. And the color said everything. The way the belt was positioned, it wasn't too high, wasn't too low, it was perfect. This had pockets, which is makes a huge difference.
The perfect model for this. Her skin tone just really lit this up.
Right. Yeah. The length of just everything was just so perfectly nicely done for being a one-day challenge.
I like where the pants stopped.
Right. I feel like he couldn't have done anything better. This was just amazing.
I didn't think he had it in him.
Yeah.
But he does.
Bravo, Ken. Yeah, you did amazing.
Definitely got a change on who I want to see in the final three.
Yeah, they're bringing it together. Yeah. Like, this is all stars. Let's see what you got. And he actually proved himself. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, from the sounds of that, I venture to say that is our highest rated outfit of the season.
Yeah. What? Probably.
I think that buys him a ticket into the... It's not Fashion Week. It's just like...
I don't know what they're doing. They're going to Washington,
the playoffs. The playoffs. Whatever it is.
The top two. The final two, maybe?
I think it'll be a final three, but I don't know what you call that. What do you call the room they shoot in? The studio?
The workroom?
No, the, oh, like not the runway room.
Oh, yeah,
I was trying to figure that out in the intro. I was like in the... Yeah. Runway room.
The judges circle?
The
judges
suite? Yeah.
The judges suite.
All right, well, we got two more outfits coming up. Now we've got Anthony's, and his look was supposed to be inspired by safari resort wear. I thought this was nice, but that's about it for me. I really didn't like the fact that the belt was, like, cream-colored, whereas the rest of the outfit was, like, bright white. It just kind of, like, it was drawing my eye to it in this weird way, and it wasn't, like, some fancy fabric. It was just, like, kind of like a woven jute kind of fabric.
So pretty.
Yeah, I like it, too.
I just wish the belt was the same color as the outfit, like a solid white. And I didn't pick up on the fact that the shapes in this outfit are very Candy Crush.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was super smart.
And subtle.
And I'm glad Kelly Osbourne picked it up, because I don't know if any of the other judges would have picked it up, because they probably don't even know what Candy Crush is.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, if you were that busy, or, like, You're not sitting around, but none of us played Candy Crush.
Yeah, right. They have to sit around for hours before they're filming. They're just playing Candy Crush.
Candy Crush.
Getting their makeup done.
Is that what you imagine Georgina doing?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I don't.
Yes, for everyone in our chat, this is a solid white... what would you call the cut of that pant? Booty short?
No, it's a romper,
right? Yeah,
yeah. It's a sleeveless romper. Really, really high. Really, really textured. It's got those great safari qualities with, like, the pockets on the side and that typical cut you see on, like, a military type of an outfit. And, a doily eyelet kind of fabric, which I thought was...
It's not really doily, though. I think it's more modern than... It's not really a doily pattern.
It's like a modern doily.
Okay.
Okay,
maybe.
Yeah.
Like a modern lace.
Yeah.
A modern lace.
A modern lace. Yeah. I'll take that, yeah.
I mean, I know it probably wasn't, like, there, and they wouldn't have had time to dye it, but I would have loved this in, like, a bright candy color. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like that could have, like, put him up to be against Ken.
Orange.
The color kind of... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like that bright, pink orange that Jimmy Choo just was doing with her person. Yeah.
Safari. Like, give me a safari color. But whatever you represent.
No, that's literal.
But they're in this candy land. Yeah. So the safari, the trees are going to be, like, pink and purple.
Yeah.
Instead of, like,
a pink and purple safari.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I don't know. I just would have liked to see that, and maybe even like using different colors within it, like make color bucket, like make the pockets one certain color. But I would only do that if they were like bright colors. I just thought it was Kelly really liked that it was white and thought that was really smart, but for me, I really wanted to see more colors from the designers this week, but I guess Ken's outfit is just gonna have to be enough for me.
I like the white, I like that it's monochromatic, but I really like the idea of it being an orange too.
What do you think about the color blocking, like with the pockets?
I like the monochrome because you already have the textures playing each other and the details of the. You have the little slit.
Maybe if it was belt really too. Successful, like a third season colorway.
Well, I do like that the belt is
You're
kind
thinking
of
way out there.
I know, a business mind.
I do like that the belt is a little off color. Like if it
Why?
Was
I do
orange
too.
And maybe the belt was a shade darker. Mm-hmm. Like I like that subtle because it makes it expensive to me. If you do it right, if it's not just like, oh, I accidentally picked the wrong white, that's one thing. But like I think
that's what it looked like to me.
But I think it takes a certain level of taste to be able to do that where it's one shade off and it's intentional.
God, you said that so perfectly.
Maybe it's her skin tone that doesn't do it for me. Like with that, maybe that's why it doesn't work for me.
This is just, it's a beautiful outfit.
Mm-hmm.
It's very nicely done. The details to it are very nice. But, and then we're implementing here Candy Crush. And I do agree that this should have been a different color. But overall, he did play it safe. That's for sure. But I really like this look.
If I was going to do white, I would have done white with, like, red color blocking. So it's kind of like a peppermint. Like, that's what I would have done with that. Like, I would have given it red pockets.
Something unexpected. Yeah.
Maybe the shorts could have been a different color. Only.
Like the belt. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
This might sound really weird, but I kind of would have liked to see, like, a Lycra kind of, like, biker short, you know, like a biker short.
No,
like a white, like just for more texture.
It's
more
just so
layering.
Classy. This looks very classy,
and I like that it's modern, but it still has that nod to the safari, where it's not like this is every safari dress we've ever seen. You know,
I don't. Maybe it's just
very youthful too.
Proportion of it is just kind of like, well, it just stops like right there. I think that
I like that. Everything you're saying, Michael, we're like, oh, no, we kind of like it.
I gave it a 4.
I gave it a 4 as well.
It's got all the layers with it. I would maybe want to see a little more layer. I would like to see, like, a tight short underneath
No,
that.
I think it was just perfect the way it is.
I gave it 3.5.
That means you kind of liked it.
Yeah, like I said, it was nice. I like totally don't agree about the belt thing. I think I love dyed to match. So when I saw Ken's thing, I loved that. But I don't know. I feel like that looks more expensive for me. But I don't know.
Disagree.
I think it's because of the fabric in the belt. The fabric on the belt is very like island.
So rustic. expensive, classy.
So bleached out. Oh, gosh. How much would that cost?
So much.
Send it to me and I'll wear it.
I got a belt like that. I can give it to you.
All right, give it to me.
Well, we got one more outfit up, you guys, and that would be Fabio's tropical resort wear look. Mm. We saw this in the workroom and we were like, I cannot even believe they liked it as much as they did.
Yeah.
I do like the idea of, like, the pants and, like, the split thing. But it wasn't tailored to her body. I feel like it wasn't tailored to her body. It was way too loose up top.
That's
like,
your problem? The tailoring.
And the trim. I was complaining about the trim
and
the first
shape,
time I saw
and
it.
And the fact that it's longer in the front. And the pants.
That's
and the
colors. It's supposed to be longer in the front. You don't like that?
I don't
that?
Like it.
I don't mind it so much.
I don't mind it either, but it does look really
adds
heavy on
it,
her.
Though. Yeah, it does. And the chest just looks really, really, really heavy. Really untailored. Like I said, I like the idea. But it just wasn't, it was sewn really badly. Like, when he was talking about how he saw the mistakes, they were, like, showing all the mistakes, and they were pretty significant.
Yeah, I don't like the white outline to it. It looks very cheap to me.
I think what would have made this a whole lot better, I hate the trim, I hate that belt, hate that, would have taken that off.
Totally.
I would have used a totally different color belt, like, and I would
it
have...
It was fine without it. Mm-hmm. It looks really, really
I would have
nice and elegant
added another
without that.
Just because it's Candy Crush, I would have added a totally different color belt to give it a pop of color, and I would have lined that dress so that when you saw her walk, you'd see a completely different color.
Yeah.
Like a green, or, you know,
oh,
like
God.
It would just. There's so much she could have done with this. I know he only had so much time, but when you look at Ken's and you look at that toga, you know, it's just kind of like,
but he could
whatever.
Have just cut the pants and did, like, the lining. Or I mean, I don't like the trim either, and really what kills it for me is the colors. I know, okay, we're going colorful, but, like, they don't work for me
They're
at
kind
all.
Of boring colors, yeah.
And then the pants added with it that are dark and they're wide and it's just too much going
yeah,
being
on. That it's tropical, it might have been nice to see like a bright blue instead of a dark blue.
Mm, yeah.
And like
oh,
maybe
wow,
like
that
a
one's so pretty.
Like a really bright yellow lining underneath and where it's just kind of like parrot colors.
Yeah, the underneath could have been a different color as she walked by.
Yeah, and that would have been a great color to make the belt, whatever the underlying.
Right.
You know, that's it's just so much wrong.
Can I just say that this. Back, it was just very beautiful. It was so pretty.
I didn't really catch the back.
You didn't get
much.
It? The back?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it looked tack on and unresolved.
I thought the back looked so much better than the front.
Unresolved.
Totally.
It was like, we're pulling the apron around to the back. Oh, we don't have enough. Okay, we'll just stop it on the side. It
right.
kind of makes her butt look wide and
good.
I don't know.
It's definitely not doing any favor for her bust.
It kind of looks circusy to me. I don't. Does it look
circusy?
It
is a little circusy. I do see that.
I don't know. I don't like anything about it.
Kind of clowny.
Mm-hmm. Clowny.
I give it 2 stars. What about you guys?
I gave it half.
Oh,
half of 1 star?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I gave this 3 stars because I really like the back of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I should have paid more attention to the back. But I just think you really should have amped up the tropicalness of all this. Mm-hmm. Because tropical, candy, like, it's the same color scheme. So, Edmund was our loser, as we stated earlier. Yeah. And our winner was Ken. Really no competition.
Mm-hmm. Was this Ken's first challenge that he won?
I don't know.
I think he won a pair
with Fabio, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They didn't really have a chance next to that outfit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You knew it right when it came out. You're like, that's it. It's over.
Can we say, too, that at the end when it was between Ken? No, it wasn't Ken. It was, who went home? Edmund and Anthony.
Yeah.
Michelle and I
Anthony
were looking like, oh my God, Anthony cannot go home. And when they said Edmund, we're like, no. Okay, thank God. He's
Anthony
we're
is,
see him.
Anthony is their personality this season,
yeah.
for sure.
We love you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think he's more creative, too. You know, I think he deserved to stay.
Totally.
Today he did.
I think
today
overall.
He did.
All
if
the
you
time.
Pit them against each other, yeah, definitely.
I still hate that space outfit.
I
can't let it go, that big old
let
round
it go.
Thing.
Let
yeah.
it go.
That was a miss. But overall, if you look at their bodies of work, like who deserves to go, you know, move on to Fashion
Edmund's,
Week or whatever.
Edmund
it is.
Has been kind of forgettable most of the season until last week. He didn't really even get much camera time this season, I don't feel like.
Mm-hmm. No.
feel like that's a good way to figure out who's going home too. Mm-hmm. Stanley got a lot of camera time. Anthony got a lot of camera time. Mm-hmm.
I feel like Anthony's just going to win.
And Ken's been getting more camera time, whereas he wasn't getting a lot in the beginning.
Well, you know, sometimes they edit it as the show goes on. Mm-hmm. And so if things change.
Right.
Then.
Well, they're also only down to five people now. So.
Right. But then they can compensate. So you can't just predict based on that necessarily. Yeah.
Well, you guys ready to get into some predictions of who's going to the fashion, whatever, runway? Going to the runway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should have brought my crystal ball.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Well, who do you think is going home next week, a.k.a. Final Three? Michelle.
Maybe Fabio. I don't want him to, but I feel like he's struggling.
Okay. What about you, my team? Who do you think's going home?
I think it's maybe Stanley.
Okay.
I think Stanley is probably going to go home next week. So it's going to be between Anthony, Fabio, and Ken.
Mm-hmm.
I think definitely Stanley will be going to their little runway
That's
show.
That's what I was thinking,
end.
Too. Otherwise,
He's
I would have picked
so
him, too.
He's gotten so much camera time. Mm-hmm. He's been kind of positive about everything on social media, whereas
He's
some of the designers
one of the front
aren't.
Runners, yeah. Mm.
So I feel like he would go, and I also kind of would think Ken would go, being that he did so well this week, but also it's so close. They're going to pick who they want to pick. I think they're definitely going to want to see a collection from Fabio, too.
I think so.
So I think either next week they're going to send home Anthony or Ken. I would send home, just because I love what Ken did today, I would send home Anthony. I love him, but the show's almost over, so we don't really need him for comic relief anymore.
I do. I need him till the very end. If Anthony goes home next week, I'm going to be forever sad here. Like, I'm not going to have anything to say.
I would be. I'm just kidding. Actually be interested to see what Fabio would do with, like, no restrictions. Like, if he just did, like, his thing.
You should look up his last collection.
I don't do that because I like to be kind of surprised.
You should after the show.
Yeah, I think
he would like it. You'd get it then. You'd get him.
Well, I really liked what they had shown Ken because they were like, Ken was like, yellow was like your big color. You know, you almost won your fashion week with that.
Right.
So when I saw what was coming down that runway, which I hadn't seen before because I didn't catch that his season, I was pretty impressed what he could do with time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anything
we'll
else?
See. Yeah, we will see.
What are they saying in the chat?
Oh, Jesus. Olga says, Olga says final two will be Anthony and Stanley.
Okay.
And then Mex says, and if, what does he say? Although it looks like it's going to come down to Ken and Anthony for the third spot in the preview for next week.
Mm.
Oh, okay. So I guess he saw a little preview. And if that's not the case.
I don't watch those. I jump right off.
Yeah. He said, if that's not the case, then his money is on Ken. And then Olga says Fabio will be going home next, and it will be Anne related.
Oh my God! I love this theory. Yes, Olga. Yes.
Yeah, I feel like Anne is behind a lot of people's downfalls.
We didn't talk about Anne today, but we'll leave it till next week.
She got her outfit on the JCPenney wall. Well, anything going on with you guys? Any fashion stuff?
Same old, same old.
Same old, just pumping it out all the time.
Mm-hmm. Follow me on Instagram, y'all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was telling the girls just before the show, I've got a new fashion line coming out. Well, it's not a new line, but I haven't put out a line in like 3 years. It's a menswear collection. I've been dropping little previews today. Be sure to check it out if you're so interested. at Michael X Shirley on Instagram. And tell everybody where they can find you, Michelle.
You guys can find me on Instagram at Uberus, and my website is michelleuberus.com.
And you can find me everywhere at mythecreo_.
And as always, Michael Shirley, Michael X Shirley. And don't forget to follow us on YouTube and subscribe to us. And check out our iTunes if you want to listen to us as a podcast on the go. And write us a glowing review and we'll just love you for it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much for sticking around with us tonight. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.